Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the end.
It's Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That song is called The Nexus. It's the first song on the Innocent Age album that I encourage you to buy. You'll thank me later. It's a wonderful album. It's a double album. And it is got to be one of the top 10 albums of all time. Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And yes, I'm a little bit of a frustrated DJ. I admit that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Leo Haviland is our guest, our good friend, great member of our Brain Trust, author of Words on Wall Street, an outstanding Wall Street analyst, an essayist now, a very prolific essayist on all things to do with finance and global business. Leo, you were giving us a little bit of a tour of what's going on with the U.S. Treasuries, and you told us a little bit about what was happening and why it was happening in the previous segment by other countries, the sell-off by other countries. What is the impact of all this? Tell us the impact. And then I want to talk about the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement.
It means more supply into the marketplace, of course, and that occurs in an environment where the U.S. Treasury itself is, because of the budget deficit, is selling its own treasuries, mm-hmm. called new treasuries. And if
so, we're going to have a glut of treasuries?
Well, you'll have a glut of selling of them several years out unless domestic owners like in the U.S. or other central banks step up and buy all these.
So that's the government having to redeem these, right?
The government, doesn't have to redeem what, say, Saudi Arabia is selling or the Chinese government is selling, but someone has to buy them. So it's net selling. And if, say, 2 years out from now, the U.S. government budget deficits, or 5 or 10 years out from now, tend to increase, if that's occurring in an environment where the foreigners, the central banks, that is, continue to sell,
nobody
it
wants
becomes
them.
More burdensome, right, and interest rates go up.
So do you see a train wreck out there, a potential train wreck down the road?
Not right away, but I see significant problems, particularly if the dollar continues to appreciate and if commodity prices start.
But some of my smart people, some of my smart other smart people like the strong dollar.
It takes two sides to make a market.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Interesting. Okay, that's a good analysis of the U.S. Treasuries, and I know we can count on you to keep us posted on how that's going. How would that affect, if you were a small business owner listening to what we've been talking about, what should they take away as a sort of a SWAT, an opportunity and a threat, so to speak, the OT part of that, of the SWAT analysis? What would you take away from that if you were them?
Lock in low interest rates now.
Yeah.
And be very careful about who debtors are to you. Check their credit.
Interesting. Very well said. Good advice anytime. So, all right, let's move over and talk about trade. President Obama negotiated with 11 other countries or so the Trans-Pacific Trade Agreement. TPP, they call it. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And President-elect Obama has been against trade. At least he says mostly he's against trade, but I mean, he acts like he's against trade, but mostly he says he's against bad trade deals. And I'm kind of with him on that. I disagree with him. I don't like it when he talks about protectionist languages, when he uses protectionist language, because Leo, I subscribe to the Frederick Bastiat school of thought, which is when goods cross borders, armies don't. I like trade. I think trade is important for everybody, even though it's not always. It sometimes hurts a little bit, but I do think that he's right about one thing. We've had stupid negotiators. people who were not doing, in my opinion, acting in the best interest of America. What do you think?
It's always difficult to conclude a deal with so many competing interests, both internationally and at home. There's a very strong argument that although trade may be good, completely or relatively wide open borders may raise significant questions because many foreign countries for many industries can significantly underprice United States businesses.
Right.
And if we're going to have a United States economy in part and not simply call us part of the United States of the world, there has to be some stronger protection of American interests and arguably elements of NAFTA and the Trans-Pacific Partnership negotiations went too far in opening our borders.
Mm-hmm. So you're a little bit in Mr. Trump's camp on this, aren't you?
That would be too strong, but I'm sympathetic to some of the arguments.
Okay, all right, I'll back off on that one then. Let me say it another way. How would you advise Mr. Trump? Because I know he's going to be calling you any day now.
I don't know what he'll invite me to, Jim, but I don't think it'll be his Thanksgiving dinner.
How would you advise him on trade?
He needs to underline that the globalized world requires collegial sympathy and understanding of the interests of others. And although it can be very exciting and entertaining to perform for domestic U.S. audiences, we need our foreign partners, and there are, as you have underlined, better things to do by friendly trade than facing the alternatives of hostility.
Absolutely. I agree. I believe that. Quick break, right back with Leo Havlock.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.